Reading Matters, Third Quarter, 2023. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov. www.wtbbl.org. That all may read.
From the Director by Daniel Miller. Congratulations to everyone who participated in our summer reading book bingo. I hope you enjoyed it and read some books in areas you may not typically read, possibly finding some new subjects or authors to add to your reading lists. This program was a first for us. While we learned a lot, we look forward to doing it again and coming up with new and fun ways to engage our readers. I also want to congratulate our amazing youth patrons who participated in the 8-week All Together Now summer reading program. They read a lot, and NLS hosted some great summer virtual author events as well. In August, we celebrated our volunteers with an evening appreciation and awards event. Since July 2008, our volunteers have contributed more than 100,000 hours, making reading materials in accessible formats available to our patrons and patrons nationwide. We presented awards to volunteers with 500, 1,000, 2,000, and 3,000 hours of service, and we cannot thank them enough for all they do. They help make WTBBL a wonderful place to be and make such a difference in the community through their efforts to increase access to reading and expand the collection. Every 3 years, we do a patron satisfaction survey to get your feedback on how we are doing in terms of providing customer service and the services and programming we offer. The survey also gives us the opportunity to hear from you about how you use the library and what more you would like to see us do. Space is also provided so you can share general feedback about WTBBL. This survey is very important to help guide us in strategic planning, prioritizing implementation of new programs or services, and allocating resources. Please take the time to fill out the enclosed survey and return it to us, or use the link provided to fill it out online. Your input is incredibly valuable. If you need assistance with the survey, please do not hesitate to call the library. Thank you. We want to hear from you, and happy reading.
Volunteer Mixer, August 9th, 2023. Bob Carlson walks up to receive his certificate of appreciation for logging 500 hours volunteering as a narrator in our audiobook department since 2008. WTBBL Director Danielle Miller poses with Maya Glass Quicksall, who accepted a certificate on behalf of her mother, Rachel Glass, who has logged over 1,000 volunteer hours. Volunteers Marianne Osborne and Betsy Haddix pose with guest Elena Thompson and our lead media technician, Nathan Yoretta. Longtime WTBBL patron and audition committee volunteer, Quincy Daniels, sits with narrator Anne Farmer. Narrators Courtney Maharis and Shay Troop watch as audiobook supervisor John Pye gives a heartfelt speech to the crowd of volunteers.
Youth Services by Erin Groth. We in the Youth Services Department are sad to see summer reading end, but are excited for fall programming to begin. This summer's slogan was, "All Together Now," and we certainly held true to the theme. Nearly 60 youth patrons signed up for 8 weeks' worth of activity packets full of art projects, challenges, and reading recommendations, all based on community building. From making friendship bracelets to writing hometown poetry and creating a collaborative tactile puzzle installation, it was amazing to see everyone's creativity come together. Not only did our by-mail packets connect us through shared experiences at home, but the National Library Service's first-ever summer reading virtual events brought us together online as well. Amazing authors like Kwame Alexander, Jenny Torres-Sanchez, and Celia Perez shared their stories and answered patron questions during events throughout July and August. WTBBL and the Michigan Braille and Talking Book Library also collaborated on the first-ever Network Library Interstate Pen Pal program this summer. Students from both Washington and Michigan were able to swap letters in large print or Braille, making new friends far and wide. We can't wait to do it all again next year. Another summer highlight was hosting an accessible escape room at the NFB Bell Copyright Academy in Vancouver on August 2nd. Talented students worked together to collect clues and solve puzzles in a timed collaborative game experience based on adventure and travel. Everyone escaped and got a prize at the end, and it was so much fun. Now that school is back in session, it's time to think about our regular in-state pen pal program. This year, we will hold a single school year-round program instead of separate fall and spring sessions. Online registration is open until October 13th on the WTBBL Youth Services webpage. Teachers, be on the lookout for the annual identification of students using WTBBL services form, which should be in your inboxes. Please fill this out and return as soon as possible to ensure we can continue to serve your students and update any changes to the account that might be needed. There's so much happening in the Youth Services Department. Stay up to date by subscribing to our e-newsletter, DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter. Contact Youth Librarian Erin at erin.groth@sos.wa.gov or 206-615-1253 to get on the list. Photographs included: Noelle works on a clue, Sophia's tactile maze, Gemma's poem for WTBBL, which says, oh books, I love you so. I feel like I am in your pages. Thank you, librarians," from Gemma. Gemma's painted rock. Volunteer Spotlight by Jessica Jensen. Keiko has been volunteering at WTBBL since 2019 as a tactile proofreader in the Braille department. She proofreads with a partner who follows along with the standard print book as she reads aloud from the embossed Braille. She methodically checks the Braille text for errors, comparing her reading to her partner's copy. Keiko came to WTBBL after having previously volunteered at Sight Connection, SC. She wanted to do more volunteering after SC closed and wanted to contribute to something worthwhile. She thinks of volunteering at WTBBL as paying back the years of service she has received. Keiko has been a patron of Talking Book Libraries since she was in middle school and says that the books have helped her fill the leisure hours in her life. Keiko also began the Touch of Braille program with another volunteer. This program is an introduction to Braille, and it will be restarting at WTBBL this September. She is excited to bring this program to WTBBL, not only for blind and low vision individuals, but for anyone interested in learning the basics of Braille. Keiko always goes to the most recent lists to find her next read. She also loves using audiobooks for bedtime stories with her grandchildren, saying it can help them all doze off. She enjoys a variety of genres and tends to choose books with intriguing descriptions. Keiko's fun fact about herself is that she has folded origami paper cranes since elementary school. There is a legend about 1,000 paper cranes, where folding 1,000 paper cranes can bring good health to a person. In the spirit of this legend, Keiko makes 1,000 paper cranes for her loved ones, attaches them to a mobile, then sends them off with her wishes for their wellness. Quote, "I believe in Braille and think that's the only equivalent medium as print. As long as print is around and in hard copy, Braille should be available in hard copy format." Unquote.
WTBBL Patron Survey 2023. Patron feedback is the most important way for us to determine what services and resources to offer. It is important for us to get your feedback regarding our services, how well they are delivered, and what could be done better. This survey has 24 questions and includes sections where you can share your thoughts with written responses. All questions are important, as are the opinions and ideas you share with us. All answers are confidential and anonymous. To fill out the survey online, visit bit.ly/WTBBLSurvey2023. If you would prefer a paper or embossed Braille copy, please let us know. If you have any questions about this survey, please contact us at 206-615-0400, 800-542-0866, or wtbbl@sos.wa.gov.
Reception Display by Izzy Fernandez. This spring, we unveiled a new interactive display in our lobby showcasing the library's most commonly circulated equipment and materials. This display was made especially for new patrons who come into the library hoping to become acquainted with our talking book technology before going home with their new material. With this goal in mind, we were able to create a space in the library where future patrons and visitors alike can explore all that the library has to offer. The display includes a bookshelf with both the standard and advanced talking book players, a talking book cartridge and its mailing case, a Braille magazine, a print/Braille book, and a large print book. Each item has a Braille label in front of it, along with a number that corresponds to a list above the bookshelf explaining what each item is. Next to the list is another poster explaining how to use the library with sections titled Getting Started, Choose Books, and Receive Books. We hope that having a designated area where people can interact with our material will help educate and inform the community about our services as we work towards our goal of providing books to all eligible Washington State residents. Check out our new display today.
New Audiobooks by John Pye. As the days get shorter in the Pacific Northwest, we can still hang on to the memories of summer with baseball, travel, and celebrations by reading these newly available and locally produced talking books. For adult readers, we have DBC 19182, Pretty Good Number 1, An American Family Eats Tokyo, by Matthew Amster Burton. Matthew Amster Burton spent a month living in a tiny Tokyo apartment with his family. The result is a love letter to Tokyo and Japanese cuisine. Matthew lovingly describes neighborhoods and the dishes his family ate there. A humorous travel memoir in the tradition of Peter Mayle and Bill Bryson, Pretty Good Number One is the next best thing to A Ticket to Tokyo. 2014. Narrated by Michael Memo. DBC 19104. Nature Obscura, A City's Hidden Natural World, by Kelly Brenner. People see cities as human creations, but nature remains if you know where to look. Brenner reveals the complex microhabitats and surprising nature found in the middle of a city. In Seattle, which is plowed down hills, cut through the land to connect fresh and salt water, and paved over much of the rest, she exposes a diverse range of strange and unknown creatures. From shore to wetland, forest to neighborhood park, and graveyard to backyard, Brenner uncovers how our land alterations have impacted nature, for good and bad, through the wildlife and plants that live alongside us, often unseen. 2020. Narrated by Camille Blanchett. DBC 6980. Pitchers of Beer, The Story of the Seattle Rainiers, by Dan Rayleigh. In 1937, brewery owner Emil Sick bought a floundering minor league baseball team and changed its name to the Rainiers, which was also the name of the beer he brewed. The story of the Rainiers spans the end of the Great Depression, World War II, the rise of the airline industry, and the incursion of Major League Baseball into the West Coast. The team was a beloved Seattle institution with colorful characters and future major leaguers. The book captures the timeless appeal of baseball, along with the local moments and minutiae that bring the game home to each and every one of us. 2011, narrated by Bob Carlson. DBC 15608. Cheap, Fast, Good, A Cookbook, by Beverly Mills and Alicia Ross. The work of two brilliant problem solvers, Cheap, Fast, Good, cuts through both the budget dilemma and the time dilemma with 275 recipes for great, family-pleasing dishes, most of which take under 25 minutes to prepare and average out to cost less than $2 a serving. 2005, narrated by Roz Wilkes. And for younger readers, we have DBC 06771, Free as a Bird, by Gina McMurtry Barber. Born with Down syndrome, Ruby Jean Sharp comes from a time when being a developmentally disabled person could mean growing up behind locked doors and barred windows. After her loving grandmother dies, she is sent to the provincial lunatic asylum and forced to learn what it means to be a survivor. Grades 5 through 8 and older. 2010, narrated by Maya Glass Quicksall. DBC 07048, Wedgie and Gizmo, by Suzanne Selfers. Wedgie, the happy corgi, is so excited to have a new sibling, Gizmo the guinea pig. But Gizmo is not excited to be part of Wedgie's family. He'd rather take over the world with his evil genius plans. For grades 3 through 6. 2017, narrated by Evelyn France. DBC 15826, Larry Gets Lost in the Library, by John Skews and Eric Ode. Larry, a playful pup, loves to go on vacation with Pete at his grandparents' farm. When a bookmobile arrives, Pete is excited to select a stack of books, but he doesn't notice that Larry, in search of a snack, wanders into the bookmobile and is taken back to the city. For preschool through grade 2. 2005, narrated by Deanna Sarkar. DBC 15821. Think Smart, Be Fearless, A Biography of Bill Gates, by Sharon Mantica. Think Smart, Be Fearless tells the inspiring story of Bill Gates, one of America's most fascinating entrepreneurs. Starting from his early years as a precocious, inquisitive child who faced challenges fitting in with his classmates. 2017, narrated by Deanna Sarkar. Book Club by Ryan Gelski. Announcing the last three books of the year. October 30th, The Fervor by Alma Katsu. DB107806. In a remote corner of Idaho, it becomes clear to Mako Briggs and her daughter Aiko that something more sinister is afoot in the Japanese internment camp than the mysterious disease spreading. Can the doctors be trusted? Or will the Japanese yokai and jorogumo, demons from Mako's childhood, hell-bent on infiltrating their already upturned world, be unveiled as responsible? A sharp account of a too recent history, The Fervor is a deep excavation of how we decide who gets to be human, when being human matters most. November 25th. Horse by Geraldine Brooks. DB108556. Before Seabiscuit and War Admiral, Lexington was known as the best racehorse of his day. A sweeping novel with storylines crossing three centuries, Horse follows Lexington from Kentucky in 1850 through the Civil War with his enslaved groom, Jarrett, to 1954 and an oil painting of mysterious provenance, to 2019 and the study of a forgotten skeleton and the Black Horsemen, critical to his racing success. Horse is a novel of art and science, love and obsession, and our unfinished reckoning with racism. January 8, 2024. The Last Green Valley by Mark T. Sullivan. DB106525. Please note, to accommodate for the length of this book and the holiday season, we are scheduling this discussion for the second week of January as the last of 2023/first of 2024. Ukraine, 1944. After a century of their German ancestors farming the land, Emil and Adeline Martel are faced with an impossible decision. Follow the Nazis, who promise protection for pure-blooded Germans, or stand in the face of the Soviet invasion and possible deportation to Siberia. Caught between two warring forces and forced to overcome horrific trials, the Martel story is a brutal, complex, and ultimately triumphant tale, capturing the spirit and tenacity of a people still fighting against invasion today. Contact Integrative Services Librarian Ryan Gelski at ryan.gelski@sos.wa.gov or 206-386-1254 for questions and to sign up. Tech Tips by Ryan Gelski. Barred Password Update. NLS has made it easier than ever to change your barred password. Simply go to nlsbarred.loc.gov and click on the Reset Your Barred Password Here link under the Login button. After you enter your email address and press the Submit button, you'll receive an email with a hyperlink in it. Click on the hyperlink to open a web page that will allow you to create a new password. Pay close attention to the password requirements and restrictions. Additionally, if you are using the Bard mobile app for iOS and are asked to log in again, and you have forgotten your password, you can now select Forget Password in the app under the User ID and Password fields to have a link sent to your email, which will allow you to change your password in-app. WTBBL on Bard. Did you know you can easily search for our locally produced WTBBL books on the Bard mobile apps? Navigate to the Get Books module, then click on Search. In the search bar, enter WA1A, our unique network library code. Make sure it is set to a keyword search, then press Go. 25 books will be displayed first, but as you scroll down, the list will refresh to 50, 75, 100, etc. Happy reading. Podcast Program by Nathan Uretta. WTBBL's audio department has been hard at work producing audiobooks as usual, but later this year, get ready to hear us in a whole new way. The WTBBL audio department is excited to tell you about our new podcasting initiative. While there are still a few details to be ironed out, we have a few podcasts in mind that we hope you'll look forward to. One podcast will feature conversations between our volunteers and local authors who have books available on Bard. These interviews will focus on a particular book in the catalog and may even be included when you obtain your copy of the book from Bard. Think of it as a bonus feature like you might find on a DVD. Another podcast will highlight services, events, and organizations of interest to our patrons. Another podcast will let listeners know about our offerings on Bard, spotlighting new releases and staff recommendations. We'll also highlight books that will help you get in the spirit of the season year-round, like horror books during October, fun summer reads for July, or books by Black authors during Black History Month. These programs will be available to patrons as well as the general public. As we speak, our existing studio space is being outfitted with all new digital equipment. Once renovations are finished, we'll be able to start recording and editing our programs. We're very excited for you to hear what we have in store for our community, and we hope you are too. If you have any questions, or if there's a service, event, organization, or local author you'd like to hear featured in our programming, email Nathan at nathan.uretta, N-A-T-H-A-N, dot U-R-E-T-A, at sos.wa.gov, or leave a message at 206-256-6491.
Thank you to our donors. One can hardly express the gratitude we have for all our donors. Donor support has helped deliver reading enjoyment to thousands of WTBBL patrons across our state. Thank you for your support in ensuring that all may read. As we prepare to start this year's annual giving campaign, we are reminded how lucky we are to serve such wonderful and generous people. Thank you for all the support you provide to the library. Your gifts come to us in many forms, from bequests to matching gifts, the combined fund drive, or annual campaign donations, and by donors who support through Give Big. Some people give in memory of a loved one, and others give through their workplace, while some choose to give monthly through our recurring donor program. We accept gifts of all kinds, through all different formats, and we are extremely grateful for each and every one. Any amount is appreciated and helps us better serve you. We couldn't do this important work without our donors. We are honored to serve our patrons and thank you for your continued support. If you would like more information on how to donate to WTBBL, please contact Laura Mott, Director of Development, 360-902-4171 or laura.mott@sos.wa.gov. Photograph included. Director Danielle Miller stands in front of the new donor wall. The wall honors many of WTBBL's exceptional supporters.
Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions who supported WTBBL from April 1st to June 30th, 2023. Every donation is appreciated, big or small, as each gift helps us better serve you. You can give by sending a check to WTBBL or giving online by credit card at www.wtbbl.org. Thank you for helping us make your library the best it can be. Joan Albert, Deirdre Allison, Joanne Anderson, Deanne and Michael Andrews, Anonymous, 7. Lydia and David Arnold, Suzanne Balky, Kelly and Glenn Bachman, Aaron Hayes and Richard Burnt, Christine and Dale Biddle, Camille Blanchette, Dana Marmion and Kent Bridenstine, Kimberly Brown, David Buckholz, Connie Buckley, Craig Bueller, Claire Burnett, Dorothy Kasura, Georgia and Joseph Chiarella, Carol and Carl Corbin, Margaret and George Corley, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Robert Daniel, Gerald Day, Saskia and Aniki Dahonga, Sandra Driscoll, Sherry Dubin, Stella Eckley, Shmuel Elad, David Elliott, Linda Emmel, Janice Esterly, Sean Evans, Helen and Robert Ewald, Margie and Benjamin Fellows, Adair Gates, William Goss, Beatrice Greenwald, Ling and Dwight Harris, Ronald Heath, Gregory Hino, Herrick Heitman, Louise Heiliman, Velma Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Sue Johnson, Frederick Allen Jones Estate, Sarah Jones, James Joyner, Disa Kafuri, Patricia Kahn, Hannah Karras, Doris Katagiri, Patricia and Robert Kautz, Michael Kerstetter, Juana Lee Killian, KMR Group Foundation, Shaban Kotel, Mary Lamont, Ethelanne Larimore, Anne Lavalla Curran, Brian Long, Valerie Lynch Holm, Alice and William McDonald, Jan and John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Mary Mattson, Deanna Mattson Walker, Danielle Miller, Lupin Miller, Lorna and Leslie Molinar, Barbara and Thomas Newbile, Judy and John Ogliori, Nana Allerman Felt, Phyllis and John Olson, John Pye, Juanita Peterson, Elizabeth Planta, Anne Pound, Doris and Duncan Prince, Ladine Rantala, Janet Richard, Catherine Richardson, Margaret and Theodore Sabine, Kathy Savory, Mary Schlosser, Linda Sellers, Susan Shell, Kathy Skipper, Terry Smith, Betty and Bert Smith, Mary Standerfer, Christopher Stone, Norman Stroitker, Karen Sullivan, Nancy Sutter, Edith and Dwight Sutton, Jacqueline Taubel, Tracy Timmons, Caroline Tobin, Susan Veto, Carolyn White, David Wilder, Pauline and V. Lyle Williams, Thomas Wojciechowski, Phyllis Woodman, Wild Family Foundation, Todd Yuzuriha, Meta Zagergis, Christian Zobel, in honor of Louise Blanchett, Danielle Miller, Harry Rivkes, in memory of Tanya Allison, F. Allen Jones, Ardith King, Lorraine Novak, Lorraine Pai, Gebra Shumhalal, Teresa Swenson, Roy R. Veto. Questions about donating? Please contact laura.mott, laura.mott, at sos.wa.gov, or call 360-902-4171. This has been Reading Matters, third quarter, 2023, from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Your readers have been Alicia Eisler and Nathan Uretta.